Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled Justification Through Faith, and it is based on the epistle or letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The reason and action that has consequences, usually on the well-being of an individual, group, or entity, is taken or not taken, done or not done, can be called justification. We may hear of someone being justified in their actions, such as in a shooting involving a law enforcement officer. Or we may hear someone stating this reason or that reason as justification for their actions or decision. In today's study, the someone whose actions that are being examined are God's. Specifically, the action taken by God under study is His declaration of individuals as righteous and His justification for that action. In its simplest terms, righteousness is the state or quality of being right, as opposed to wrong, or good as opposed to evil. God's reason or justification for declaring some people righteous is their faith. Some may ask why faith is a justification for declaring a person who is unrighteous righteous, and why it matters. Only the righteous ones are able and will be able to receive salvation. Also, there is no act or work on the part of man that can justify his unrighteousness or right to be before God. Therefore, God set a condition which man can achieve in order for God to declare him righteous, and that is faith. Through the act of one person, God is able to base or justify his decision to declare righteous the ungodly and unrighteous. Jesus died in order to give God a reason or justification for making the decision to pardon or forgive the unrighteousness of those who seek and sought to be forgiven. With forgiveness comes the deliverance of God's judgment and wrath upon all unrighteousness and those guilty of it. God made this accommodation or arrangement for mankind because of His love for mankind and His desire to spare us from His righteous judgment. It is the only offer on the table that is able to deliver the salvation of our souls. Our calling as Christians is to inform the world of God's great offer, which He has extended to all mankind, while taking up His offer for ourselves. We shall be saved through the life of Christ by allowing Christ to live His life through or in us. No one will believe us if we appear to them that we have declined the very offer we are telling them they should accept. The offer states that God's grace and glory awaits all who believe Him based on their faith in Him to do what the offer claims it will do and what they believe He would do. This is God's justification by faith. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, your questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 a.m. at Flag Branch's website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us by live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.